Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in Genesis chapter 5. I'm going to listen to Dr. Woodrow Kroll read the 32 verses of this chapter. Dr. Kroll was on Back to the Bible radio for over 23 years, 1,250 radio stations in the U.S. and everywhere the English language is spoken around the world. Dr. Kroll retired from Back to the Bible in 2013, started a new ministry called the Helios Projects. You can find out more about that and Dr. Kroll at theheliosprojects.org. Dr. Kroll on Genesis chapter 5.
Genesis chapter 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. Male and female, he created them, and he blessed them and named them man when they were created. When Adam had lived 130 years, he fathered a son in his own likeness, after his image, and named him Seth. The days of Adam after he fathered Seth were 800 years, and he had other sons and daughters. Thus, all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. When Seth had lived 105 years, he fathered Enosh. Seth lived after he fathered Enosh 807 years, and had other sons and daughters. Thus, all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. When Enosh had lived 90 years, he fathered Kenan. Enosh lived after he fathered Kenan 815 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus, all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. When Kenan had lived 70 years, he fathered Mahalalel. Kenan lived after he fathered Mahalalel 840 years. And had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Kenan were 910 years, and he died. When Mahalalel had lived 65 years, he fathered Jared. Mahalalel lived after he fathered Jared 830 years, and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. When Jared had lived 162 years, he fathered Enoch. Jared lived after he fathered Enoch 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus, all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he fathered Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus, all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. When Methuselah had lived 187 years, he fathered Lamech. Methuselah lived after he fathered Lamech 782 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus, all the days of Methuselah were 969 years. And he died. When Lamech had lived 182 years, he fathered a son and called his name Noah, saying, "Out of the ground the Lord has cursed. This one shall bring us relief from our work and from the painful toil of our hands." Lamech lived after he fathered Noah 595 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. After Noah was 500 years old, Noah fathered Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Though chapter 5 is filled with genealogy, let's not miss a couple of important points, starting immediately with verses 1 and 2. Verse 1 says, "This is the book of the generations of Adam." When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. Male and female, he created them, and he blessed them, and named them man when they were created. Here is a reminder of how we were created. God created man, and he made us in his image. It's also a reminder that he creates us male and female. He created two genders, male and female. And as far as I can tell, he's still creating us male and female today. And the verse says, and he blessed them. So, we are created in the likeness of God. We are created male and female, and he blesses his creation. Another interesting point in this chapter on genealogies is about Enoch. Verse 22 says, Enoch walked with God. But it doesn't say, like everybody else that has said before him, he died. It doesn't say that. Verse 24 says, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. My ESV footnote on this verse about Enoch says, the Hebrew verb for walked is a distinctive form that conveys the sense of an ongoing intimacy with God. Remarkably, because of this special relationship, Enoch does not die. Well, maybe you wondered in this chapter, after hearing all about these guys that lived hundreds of years, was there an application for us today? Well, here it is. How is your walk with God? Would your walk with God be categorized like Enoch's walk with God, an ongoing, intimate relationship with God? If your name was listed in Genesis chapter 5, would it say that you just lived, fathered some kids, and died? Or would it say that you had an intimate relationship with the Lord? Sometime today, I hope you'd give some thought to how your walk with the Lord is. And have you ever heard someone say, he's as old as Methuselah? Well, now you know why. Methuselah is the oldest person recorded in the Bible. He lived 969 years. So now let's turn to my journal entry in 2007. I wrote genealogies. Here, Moses records the family of man from Adam to Noah. I think people lived 800 to 900 years because Earth was like a mother's womb surrounded by a watery bubble of protection. It didn't, quote, rain until Noah. That may have been the end of that protective expanse of water. And then I wrote common threads of life. 1. God created man. 2. We are made in the likeness of God. 3. He blessed us as his creation. 4. We live and die. 5. There are exceptions. Enoch did not die. He walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. 6. God cares about people. He names individuals throughout Scripture. You may have also noticed a phrase as we went through the genealogies. They named a specific person, but then it also says in most of these people, they also had other sons and daughters. Chapter 5 is God's way of winnowing down all the people that were living on the earth to come down to his family. In this chapter, we go from Adam all the way to Noah. Genesis chapter 6 will continue with just Noah and his family, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. We look forward to the next time we're together on Genesis chapter 6. From time to time, I like to thank you for listening to Ad Bible. So thank you once again. I hope you're enjoying a portion of Scripture each and every day of your life through this podcast. And my prayer each time I record these is for God's anointing, that you don't hear me, you hear the Holy Spirit. I hope God is speaking to you through His Word, through Ad Bible. We created Ad Bible from the generous financial support from other people, and our hope was that those who benefit would also begin to contribute financially. So check out EzraProject.net and you can find out how to do that. There you can become a monthly supporter, you can become a one-time giver, or you can join Club 365, designed specifically for those benefiting from Ad Bible. And one other thing you can do. You can pass along Ad Bible to your friends, your family, your colleagues. Spread the word by spreading Ad Bible. Thank you. Lord, thank you for creating us in your likeness. Thank you for making us male and female, and thank you for blessing us as your creation. What a concept you reveal to us in this chapter, that we could walk with you. We could have an intimate relationship with you. You want that for us. Help us want that with you. Strengthen my walk with you this day. In Jesus' name, amen.